Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Chocolate Quilted Chit Pig, and him, Lord Ballbag, needs to floss more regularly.
That was so personal and not nice at all. Unbelievable. Hi guys, this is episode 6. Thank you for listening. And before we get started, obviously, a word from our sponsor.
Here we go.
This week's sponsor of the podcast is Cups.
Wow, that's not what you said before. Great.
Are you tired of having to lean into the sink and get your mouth round the tap and squirt it into your mouth and sometimes it goes too hard and your cheeks go up? Cups.
Nobody does that.
A receptacle for all of your drinking needs. Cups. Particularly sponsored by our new product range, glasses. Are you tired of not having enough in your cup? Glasses. Tired of not being able to see through your drink because of the cup not being see-through?
Ooh.
Glasses.
Lost it a bit there, didn't you?
Yeah. Got it back, though.
Anything else?
Nope.
Nothing else from the sponsors?
Nope. Just, is your drink hot and it hurts? Our cups have handles. Cups.
What about the cups, then?
Yeah. Is your drink cold and you've got some ice in it? And you want to look at it on a summer's day and clink, clink, clink. Don't sit outside with beer in your hands, in a cup in your hands. Use a glass. Cups and glasses, available now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, you're listening to episode 6. Thank you so much for listening. And if you've listened to all of the ones so far, we are very, very, very grateful for your listening ears.
Very, very, very. Three berries.
Very, very, very. And yeah, it's still going well, isn't it? It's all a bit...
Just hearing crazy. Really nice stuff, which is just lovely. Can I say as well, thank you for everyone who gets in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Some of them aren't even questions. It's just people saying nice stuff.
Oh, is it?
I went through the emails today. I'm not joking. One of them just said, just wanted to say hey.
Oh,
that was
hey.
It. It was them words. Hey. That like handful of words. And that was it. I went... Cool.
Isn't
I didn't reply,
nice?
But yeah.
See, people can be nice.
People can be very
nice. I mean,
nice.
People can be dicks.
Oh, yes.
But people can be nice.
But people can be nice. And let's focus on that rather than focusing on the dicks.
Yes. High five.
High five on that. Dick. I can't reach it for the mic.
Oh, great.
Oh, I've pulled a muscle in my back.
Oh, jeez.
That is the kind of injuries I get, innit?
I know.
Like, I hurt myself yawning and stuff.
I know. Do you remember when you had your...
Do I remember?
Oh.
Yeah, I do remember.
I shouldn't even bring it up.
Okay. Well, what Rosemary was just about to say was, I was once, ladies and gentlemen, playing on my PlayStation VR like a big boy.
Sad.
And Rosie gave me a fright and I nipped a nerve in my neck and had to go to physio for a month. And it still hurts now.
You still mention it, don't you? Yeah. You haven't been back on the VR. Are you scared I'll do it again?
Rosie, I am terrified of VR.
Why?
Because of... Can't do it. Do you know, sometimes I go like, you know when you go out and like I'll put Robin to bed or whatever and I can't go on VR because I feel like as soon as I've put the headset on and then the earplugs in, I feel like loads of people have just ran into the house and they're ready to give us a fright.
It's intense, mind.
It's really.
I remember
intense.
I had a shot and I was scared a little bit. And it was the advert. Remember, it was only the advert bit. Yeah. I hadn't even started.
It was just the beginning. It was the logo, and you were like, "It's coming at us." I was like, "That's the logo for the game."
Oh, class!
But can you remember back in the day, your mum and dad would be like, "Don't sit too close to the screen." Now it's strap the screen to your face.
To your eyeballs.
It's because all of your senses go. And I don't like horror TV shows or films. We've turned stuff off because it's scary.
Yeah.
We were frightened of Stranger Things, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know.
We're the people who watch it then creep around the house, don't we?
Well, I had to stop watching Luther when you went and working away, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's not Ghosts and Monsters. That's Nutters round the corner.
Well, that's what I'm more scared of.
Yeah, that's
I'm
more
scared
real.
Of rapists and murderers, not like ghosts and that.
Yeah, but the VR, people play horror games on the VR. What's wrong with your life that you've got to do that to yourself? So intense.
Well, it's like people who go to them zombie things where people run after them as zombies like that.
Oh, nah.
Nah.
Forget it.
I went to that Blackpool one. It's
Years ago. About that at school.
Yeah, when you walk around, horrible.
Oh, nah.
Horrible.
Nah. I couldn't have that.
Just not nice at all. They're not meant to touch you, they do touch you.
That's libelous. If you're listening and you work at the... We're not claiming you've touched Rosie specifically.
I am. I, honestly, I got touched. Not like in a rude way.
Just in a...
I'm a zombie.
And got too close, yeah. Horrible.
How old were you when you went to that?
I was about 19, I think. Really? Maybe he's a bit older. God knows. Years just mushing into one.
All my mates at school used to talk about it. Someone went and they all talked about it. They're like, oh, the guy runs after you with a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And then apparently at the end, you run. Is this true? You run out of the last door and you're just in a bar.
In a bar, yeah.
And everyone's like, losers. Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
That's very good.
You come out the lift and I think you can buy that on a video.
See, I would just go to the bar and sit watching people. That would be my thing. And it's I'd still good. Get a fright every time people ran through the door.
That's a little deal for me, you and Robin, eh? Should we take
oh, God, Robin. Do you know what? He wouldn't be bothered.
I know.
Am I right? No, am I right? He's the guy, he's the kid that'd be like a clown and he'd run at it and slap it.
Yeah.
And we'd be like cowering.
He wouldn't be bothered at all. Not phased.
He's hard as nails, isn't he? What have you been up to then? How's your week been?
It's been canny. Got a new sofa.
Never in the world.
Shock.
Doesn't sound like you.
Well, I'd kind of forgot about it because it takes so bloody long to come. It's been about 10 weeks.
Everything. Can we just say everything takes ages for a house? I don't know who's sorting this out. I don't know if it's one company making all of the shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Can I get some blinds? 8 weeks. 8 weeks? Mm-hmm. I've got to sleep with the sun on me face.
I know. But it's like that thing of we bought that sofa and I haven't been able to do the room because I've been waiting for that sofa.
Yeah.
So it's just been a bare room until I've got the sofa. I said sofa a lot. Sorry.
Sponsored by the word sofa.
I love a sofa. So that was my week. Yeah. How about you? The most exciting thing in my week.
Yeah. Comes to something when that's the most exciting bit in the week.
Isn't
you went out on Saturday night, didn't you?
I did. I had a lovely time.
You had a lovely little time.
Sandra's birthday.
Yeah. I went for a suit fitting on Sunday. That turned into a day out.
Oh, sorry. The suit fitting that finished with you pissing in the drain outside and banging your head off the gutter in.
Right. Can I just...
And then asking me, actually, whilst doing it, saying... Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't catch us. That's what you said.
Is it because the security light came on?
The security light came on and I heard you hit your head off the guttering.
Picked the worst place to wee. Why did I wee under the security light? Like the
Chris,
Billie Jean video.
Why did you wee? We've got two toilets. Why do you wee outside anyway?
Right, first of all, Rosie, stop showing off to the general public about how many toilets we've got. It's really gaudy and you're better than that.
Two.
Listen, guys, if you've got one toilet, we're not judging you, right? We're just doing really well. We've got two toilets. We've got a third on the way, but it takes 8 weeks.
We only grew up with one toilet. It was hell.
Can I just say, I am okay with weeing in your own garden. I think it's fine.
Well, it is fine. I don't mind. I'm not mad. But we've got a toilet.
Yeah.
It's not the 1900s.
I know, but I didn't know how fast you were going to answer the door. I didn't know if the front door had the lock on or the chain. I might have weighed my pants.
So you were a drunken mess on Sunday,
yes,
which is great.
I was.
Very irritating.
I know.
Extremely needy.
I'm a needy drunk, what can I say? I get soppy. I like cuddles and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Yeah. This should be a video podcast because the disdain in your face there, I'm not kidding, it hurt. It cut deep.
Because you stink. You smell like outside and beer.
Yeah.
And it's just awful and it clings to you.
Can you remember when you were younger and your mum and dad would come in from a night out and they were just stinking.
Lifting. Yeah, aye, I do.
That was the time of smoking in pubs as well, wasn't it?
My dad had a leather jacket and it used to hang in the hallway and the whole hallway would stink. And that was before Febreze.
Can you remember smoking in pubs? Wasn't it horrific?
As an ex-smoker,
yeah,
personally, it was amazing. But now as a non-smoker, not great.
Honestly, you would just come in just stinking.
I know.
Like so bad. And I had long hair at the time. I had long emo hair.
Oh.
When I used to go out.
You did, I.
God, honestly, it was like my hair was like a stinking mop that I'd been used to clean an ashtray.
It was very smelly. But the only thing is, right, when people used to smoke in bars and stuff,
yeah,
it covered the smell of farts and feet and bow.
Right, yeah, there is that. But I don't know. I would rather just move away from someone's flatulent area and or body odour than stand in a full place stinking of smoke.
Yes, I agree. But now, oh, I'm sorry though, but now everyone with the vapes,
yeah,
you're just walking around in Chew It land.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Chew It, yeah. Well, I think, oh God, someone's baking some cinnamon croissants. Oh no, it's just some arsehole doing his dragon impression in the corner with his beard and his friggin' beanie. God, I went to the vape shop with Jason Cook, a mate of ours. It was pathetic.
What do you mean?
It was pathetic. He went in and there's just all this stuff on the wall. And the guy, and Jason's like, oh, can I have a large bottle of Philosopher's Vomit? And
is that what it's called?
It just all these stupid names. It wasn't Philosopher's Vomit, but it was like they're all like really like I'm sure one of them was called Heisenberg because it was blue and it's all these nerdy things.
Berry Blast.
Yeah, Berry Blast. Oh, it's all them things, yeah.
And then
the guy, when I thought it was really, really like already weird, Jason was paying and the guy was like, oh, have you got your membership card? And Jason went, yeah, and it was on his keys. card on his keys and he got like his little discount.
No. Get a stamp. 10 so babes, get your 11 free.
It was pathetic.
Well, at least he's not smoking.
Yeah, fair
so,
play.
So, you know, I mean, in 10 years, we'll probably find out that.
Yeah, we'll find out.
They're slowly killing everyone, so that's great.
Remember that full generation who died of vaping? What were we thinking?
I actually seen a 15-year-old about like vaping. In a school uniform.
What you're doing?
Just gone straight to vape.
Straight to no cigarettes.
Straight to the vape. I'd have been vaping. I'd have been vaping my tits off in the back lane.
It smells amazing. It does. It's like walking through someone's, like Chew It's or chewing gum. The flavours you can get.
Crazy.
Heavens above. Yeah. Fair play to you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
My beef is something that's been doing me head in about you for a long, long time. You normally wake our child up. It's the reason I have to go and check on our child before we go to bed. And you can't. You are a lovely little person, right? No, I can lift you up. You're a little thing, right?
Okay.
You're me lovely little wife,
yeah.
Right?
5'1".
Yeah, 5'1", little cuddly little chocolate quilted shit pig, right? Lush, right? Miniature chocolate quilted, not the big ones, the little ones, right?
Right.
You...
I don't know what you're going to say.
Clomp around this house... Like you are the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
I imagine he disperses his weight quieter when he is walking around his house than you. It is unbelievable. It's like there's a rugby team coming down the corridor, and this happened the other week. And you know what I'm going to say? I was in the bathroom the other day with Robin, and he was in the bath, and I went, oh, I haven't got the towel. And your mum, lovely, Sandra, dead canny, she went, I'll go and get the towel, Chris. And she disappeared up the corridor, and I think the water was running.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the tap off. When she came back, I thought we were being invaded. I thought there was a tank coming down the corridor. And I said, that's where she gets it from. The pair of you. See, I just don't understand for such a little person how you can make so much noise. Walk on your tiptoes, or just think. Just think.
Usually... Right,
yeah.
I know what it is.
Right,
I've usually got a pair of slippers on,
right.
And to keep slippers on, you have to like crunch your toes up at the front.
Right,
and so I think thus makes me walk a little more.
Your mum does it as well. It's crazy.
Footed.
I don't know if Kate does it, your sister, but your mum did it the other day.
Oh,
she's
Kate.
Little as well.
No, but she does yoga and that. She's not.
Kate floats in like Morticia Adams.
Yeah, I know. She's the sister you hate, but you love her. If that makes sense.
Right, what's your beef with me?
Okay, well, it was going to be that you're a drunken mess, but we've already discussed that.
Fantastic.
So, my beef with you this week is, right, our marriage is not going to last.
Wow.
If.
Right.
This is an if, okay.
Thank God for that. Imagine you just put your headphones, that was it.
Divorced on
this
the podcast.
This week's podcast was only 20 minutes. Oh, what the hell happened?
Oh, God.
Oh, you snorted.
Okay, so our marriage is not going to last if you keep asking me to smell your armpits. Rosie, see this top that I've worn 3 consecutive days for an hour each time? Does it still smell? I don't want to know. Put it in the wash. Rosie, do these slippers smell? Should I chuck them away? Have you got a nose? You know what I'm like. I don't want to smell different parts of your body to see if you're acceptable to the outside world. Thank you very much. Go and ask your mum.
You listen to me right now, right? We've discussed this before. You've got a superpower. Your nose is incredibly sensitive. If you're not willing to use your superpower to help this family, right, in times of need, then I don't know why we're even doing this.
It'll disable us, man.
Right? But sometimes, horrible. Like, I wear it. What are the rules? What's like, because sometimes you wear something, you know, maybe I'm popping out to drop Robin off at nursery or pick him up or something, and I put a t-shirt on, and then I think, oh no. Actually, I want to put a different t-shirt on for the day that doesn't go with my pants. You know, I've got a weird colour thing. And I'll swap it. And then maybe I wait. And so I think, look, I've only wore this for like an hour. I can't put it in the wash. You know, we've got an environment to look after. Mm. And I'll sniff it and I'll go, that might be okay. But sometimes you can't smell your own brand. You might not be able to, because there's some people, Rosie, there's some people out there who are absolutely lifting.
Oh, I know.
And they either can't smell themselves, you know, or they don't care. Some of them, I think, maybe they just can't smell themselves. So I've got this weird thing of, I don't know, maybe sometimes you can't smell your own BO and it scares us. It frightens us to me very core.
I would tell you if I thought you stunk. I've told you before, but I don't want to put my nose in your armpit and smell.
Well, see, the problem is you would tell us, yeah, but it would be just as we've walked into IKEA and there's nothing I can do about it. I would rather do it in the house. Do you know what I mean? Because it would be, we're literally walking out and you go, is that you? Oh, God, right, come on, let's go for 4 hours, all right? And I'm walking around like the old Impulse Spice adverts, keep my armpits down.
I just don't want to do it anymore. It wasn't in the vows, you know what I mean? Having to hold, to sniff your pits forever. Just don't want to do it anymore.
Sniff and to hope.
Please, just don't ask us, because it's rank. It makes us feel sad. Okay? Deal? Don't ask us.
Can I have some kind of like card and stamp system where I can ask you like maybe 10 times a year? And every time I ask you, I get a little
stamp. But that's going to involve everything. That's pits, breath. Oh! Just my breath smell. Hair. Oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to smell your breath.
Right. Okay then. Right. If that's the case, every time we leave a restaurant, I don't have to check your teeth anymore for little bits of green stuff.
Excuse me. Sit back down. That's you? You ask me?
Yeah, but you
oh,
ask me,
no, another
you ask me
thing.
Back. You
another
ask me
thing.
Back.
Another thing. Right. How's me nose? Right. Is me nose clear?
Is me nose clear,
oh,
yeah.
Get a mirror.
You know what it is? The last thing you want to do is go and be talking to someone. And that's what you, yeah, Rosie, you're looking forward to that? You're looking forward to someone going, oh, that Rosie Ramsey's husband, you see? He had bloody tableware hanging from his nostrils when I was talking to him. I was married to that. Did you sniff him? Oh, I sniffed him all right, aye. Gosh, she doesn't even look after him.
Listen, songs are not saying about me, I didn't care. Right. Babadoo, 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 ba. Question.
Is that the thing for the questions from the week?
Question. How do you think you feel about me? About my own version, about my own race. Only when you're sinner and you're feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question. Yeah, question.
Did you know any of the words in that, or was that just noises?
Just noises,
yeah, cool. Right, I've got a question out on the email from Katie. Chris and Rosie, hope you're both well. Loving the podcast, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Katie.
On the subject of work, very nice segue, mm-hmm. Katie.
Well done.
What are your thoughts on relationships in the workplace?
Ooh.
Should we mix business with pleasure?
Oh, okay. Interesting. I think a lot of people meet at work, which is okay. You know, which is good. I don't think it's... Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm married to someone I work with, and it's a nightmare, if I'm honest with you.
It's literally the shortest job in the world. We sit here for a morning. That's it.
Yeah. Have you back in the day, have you had workplace romances, Rose?
No, I don't think I have. But this is I'm gonna probably touch a couple of nerves here.
Right.
But have you ever worked with a couple?
Okay.
And it's a bit.
Yeah. What? So they're a bit soppy.
I don't know.
A bit...
Like even in the same building, like oh, Janice is married to Clark in accounts, and it's yeah. like oh, great.
God.
So you can't say anything about Janice.
You can't say yeah. And when Janice is around, you can't go, my bloody payslip was wrong again. Oh, it probably wasn't Clark, though. Did you ever, at school, were two teachers ever
yes.
married? Like, wow, how exciting was yes. it?
Well, it was when you found out, but then it only lasted a few
I remember
hours.
I was in Curry's once with my mum and dad. I think we were getting a telly or a microwave. Can't remember what it was. It was definitely square. I saw my DT teacher and my English teacher out together. And I didn't know because they had different surnames. And they were married.
They were probably having an affair.
The DT teacher gave us a full-on look as if to go. It was even as a kid, I remember thinking, he is silently saying, keep your mouth shut, Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah. And
there
I did.
There was a married teachers at mine, Mr. and Mrs. Stoker. And they had a son. Right. Two children who were in the school.
Oh, right. Well, it's a family.
And guess what? He got made head boy.
Nepotism.
Shock.
Disgusting.
Fix.
Fix. That's it. Who? Let's be honest. Who the hell wanted to be head boy?
What? I wanted to be head girl.
Pathetic.
Are you kidding us?
Great. Of course,
I've
got you written all over it, that, hasn't it? I'll apply for class president. You make me sick.
Oh, you're joking. I was buzzing. And as well, at this date, right, I've been the only prefect in my whole family. Honestly, there's 24 cousins. I'm the only prefect.
Is that what that blue plaque is on your mum's house? No. Blue plaque outside.
Used to live here.
Rosie Winter was a prefect. Used to live here.
The only prefect in my whole family.
The only prefect. So you never had a workplace romance, Rose?
No.
Apart from now.
No.
No?
Not that I can remember.
I mean, the Stadium of Light. I remember some people at the Stadium of Light actually had sex in the linen cupboard.
The pitch. I was going to be really impressed.
On the pitch?
In the linen cupboard,
the linen cupboard. Oh, what are you expecting? Centre circle?
Oh, didn't I could at least gone to a box or something. Do you know what I mean?
No, the linen cupboard.
Players changing.
You know what it is? I think it might have been where the dirty linen went as well, which is even worse.
Was it you?
No, it definitely wasn't me. I'm not that guy. No, it wasn't me. I'm boring, aren't I?
Yeah.
No. Not weed outside and hit me head on the gutter. That's about it.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I've got a question. Dear Rosie and Chris, doesn't say dear, just wanted to make it sound a bit more official.
Oh, that's nice.
Who is the best in a crisis? Rosie or Chris?
Of me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to answer this?
Me.
Shall I answer it?
Yes.
You.
Yeah.
In a crisis, I flap.
Yeah.
I flap. I make things bad.
Do you remember when Robin's teeth
came out? Knocked his teeth out. Yeah. Good Lord. Do you want to tell the story?
No, you are just terrible.
Terrible.
Like, you are crying more than Robin.
Yeah.
You nearly crashed the car.
Yep.
Did you have a panic attack?
I didn't have a panic attack, but I was very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he fell off his little balance bike. He slipped on the floor on some tiled outdoor flooring, which is basically sand made it slippy. The bike disappeared from under him. He hit his head. It was when he looked up and his little teeth were smashed and there was blood all over his face. Just thinking about it now makes us literally want to be sick everywhere.
But it was the way that you kind of looked at him, looked at me, genuinely put your hand to your head like, the, you know, the people in the olden days did before they fainted, and you looked away going,
I did.
And I was like, what's happening?
He's broke his teeth. Oh, God. And you were like, I know, and you were absolutely incredible, to be fair. But can I just say, I don't think you would have been as incredible if I hadn't been so terrible. So you're welcome.
That's a lie.
You are welcome for me making you a better person. And that's what I'm here for, you know?
Thanks. It's wonderful. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. What's the most embarrassing thing you have done in front of your neighbours? I once walked into the wrong flat and didn't realise until greeted by some very confused neighbours. Then the weekend we moved, my husband had to be scraped off our driveway by our new neighbours after falling out of the car, flat on his face and passing out.
Oh my word.
Love the podcast, Leanne. Brilliant.
Wow, that's colourful. Wow. We get a lot of these. We get a lot of what's the most embarrassing thing you've done, but that's specific. That's in front of your neighbours.
In front of our neighbours.
Well,
I'll tell the story about the carrier bag. Is that what you're going
to
do?
That's exactly what I was going to tell. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, go on.
We live next door to it's sort of a kind of, I don't know what it is. It's like.
It's flats for
apartments
over
for older people.
50s.
Yeah, apartments for
not
older.
Not older, just over 50s,
over
60s.
Over 50s, yeah. And they're absolutely lovely. And they're, like, when Robin's playing outside, you see them all open their windows because all the old ladies like listen to
a
child play it and they love them.
Not
and,
recently, actually, since he started just tying
really
sticks
loud.
Off him.
Yeah. But once, because I'm a nightmare, I tidy things up all the time. And once I came out and I walked about drive and there was just like a carrier bag like hanging on the fence. And I was like, without even, Rosie, it was a see-through carrier bag as well. But I was like, who's just hiding a load of crap over here? What's this? Oh, bloody hell. People are a disgrace. And I grabbed the carrier bag and I just slung it back over the fence, right? And then about a week later, this lovely lady was talking to us through the fence as I was walking past. She was like, "Hi, are you okay?" And I was like, "Oh, hello. How are you?" And she went, "Is the little boy not allowed chocolate? Is he not?" I went, "No, yeah, he's allowed chocolate. Why?" She went, "Oh, well, I left him an Easter egg on the carrier bag, but you threw it by over the fence." Full Easter egg, you know, and I just with proper veracity, I just launched off the. I think it hit a window. Littering in my garden, how dare you?
Bless
it was a present
her.
For Rob. I was
she
mortified.
Gave it back. She did.
She did
still
give it
had it, bless her.
I was mortified.
Terrible,
I said, look, I thought it was rubbish. I'm really sorry. She laughed, but I was mortified.
In your defence, I saw it as well. Yeah. I mean, I just walked straight past it. It looked
imagine
like when
that.
People put dog poo on faces.
Yes,
that's
did.
What it looked like. So I can see where you're coming from.
I just slung it back. I hope she didn't hear us. I'm sure I swore. I'm sure I was like, ah, bloody pigs, animals.
Oh, class.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Question here from Chris. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a question for you based around social media. What are your thoughts on those people that put cryptic posts on Facebook?
Oh, like feeling really down.
Yeah, well.
Inbox me, hun.
He's put some examples and I love them and I especially love the last one. So he's put, for example, I'm ready to kick off.
Whoa.
So if someone just puts as their status, I'm ready to kick off.
She's called Deborah.
Another one, another example. Can't believe this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And he's wrote here, all my personal favourite. And I've got to say, Chris, this is my favourite. And I've never seen it, but I wish I had. So someone's stating is just saying, let's see, shall we?
Oh! Beautiful.
Isn't that
beautiful?
Isn't that blinding?
Just,
I've
it's your
never
Auntie
seen
Joan.
That one.
It's your Auntie Joan, but she's not related. She lives at the bottom of your Nana Street.
Your mum's friend, Auntie.
Yeah.
Mum's friend, Joan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Buzzing.
Yeah. I love it. I don't go on Facebook anymore just because I just can't be bothered with it. It is for that kind of stuff. It's the people from school writing things like that, and you go, and then it's the ones that go, oh, what's the matter, love? What's the matter, sweetheart? Anything wrong? And then the comment underneath, I'll DM you, babes. And you go, well, fuck, take it off your status then. What are you doing?
Ring her, for God's sake.
Chris, we hate it as well, mate. Fair play and very good point. And I'm telling you what, look out next week, because at one point next week, on my Twitter, it's just going to say, let's see, shall we? And let's see what people say. Loving it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, Rosie, we've got an anonymous question here.
Okey-doke.
What's your views on friends with benefits?
Oh.
I have a friend who wants just that, and to be honest, I can't help think I'm too old for that and for one-night stands. I'm 28. Would it make it awkward? He says it won't be awkward, but I'm not so sure.
Right. Right. I'll answer this right. I'll literally answer this for you now. Men can have friends with benefits. Women cannot have friends with benefits. When women have an orgasm, we give off this emotion, right?
Yeah.
This is genuine fact right now, okay? We give off this hormone which makes us actually really love that person that we're having sex with. Men, they don't have that, right?
Okay.
They just ejaculate, can get on with the day, right?
Okay.
We're giving off all this stuff.
Is this science?
This is genuine science, right?
Wow.
So I don't think that women can have friends with... This is my personal opinion as well. I don't think women can have friends with benefits because we get a bit clingier. And we don't mean to. I think in our mind we go, oh, no, I'm not bothered. But for women, sex is a more of a...
emotional thing.
Emotional thing. Okay. Whereas for men, you don't actually have that hormone, apparently, that you give off.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will accept my Nobel Prize next Saturday. Well,
Nobel, but okay.
Okay. What is it, Nobel?
Nobel Prize. That's not just Nobel. That's just winning some money at the amusements.
I don't really get the friends with benefits.
I've never understood it. I don't, even as a man, I'm sorry, but men get attached, I think, on stuff like that. I think you can do.
No, don't. Please don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think men, I'm not calling all men horrific here, but I think it's genuinely inbuilt in a man that they can kind of go around. That's, you know, yous have the seeds type thing. And women, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I just get a bit too attached.
Do you think a man can like fucking chuck?
Think
a man,
ew.
Think a man can come and run?
Yeah? Wow.
Think a man can jizz and whiz? Yeah. Think a man can,
any more? Come on. Come on. Yep. Yep.
Think a man can blast and leave it in the past?
Ejac and evac.
Oh, high five.
Yes.
Us.
Get in.
See that?
That was
Can I just say, right? Yeah. Someone, right? This totally off topic here. Someone, one of the questions was, what do you love about each other? Uh-huh. What's the things you love most about each other that you would always... And you know what I've got to say here, right?
Right.
Sometimes I will start something like that that is bullshit and stupid and annoying and really childish. And if I do it enough, I know that you will get involved and be fully on board with it. And it's one of the things I love most about you. And I just wanted another high five.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanks, babe. Love you.
Well done.
Get in. I had the best one as well.
Jack and Evac. It Jack was Evac. Absolutely fantastic.
I might put that as my new Instagram handle.
Don't.
Just to summarise that question, you can do what you want. You can have friends with benefits if you like. But personally, just start seeing each other.
Yeah, it's going to be complicated, mate. It's always going to be complicated.
Babes, you're 28. Come on. You ain't got time for this shit.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This question here, Rosie, see what you make of it. I didn't quite know what to think. Hi, you both have big personalities and like to tell stories. When you're invited to barbecues as a couple, do you think people think, hey, yes, it's Chris and Rosie, this'll be a laugh? Or, dear God, those mouthy shits are coming. Love the podcast, please keep making them. Do you though?
Wow.
Do you? That...
Do you know... We haven't been invited to a barbecue for a long time.
I think the last one was this guy's.
I think that's actually your opinion. So, we are quite big characters, but weirdly, we're not that big characters amongst people we know, are we? Are we? Probably.
Can I just say, Danny, who sent this?
Oh, Danny!
I didn't, not your ex-Danny, but yeah. Can I just say, Danny, who sent this? We didn't consider the second one until I just said it there, so thanks for that.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
I'm really gutted. Oh, I mean, I didn't think the first one either. I didn't think that people are going to be like, oh, buzzing them two are here. I just think, you know, it's a barbecue and I'm going to go and I'm going to eat as much stuff as I can.
I feel like I'm going to have a complex now.
Yeah.
If we ever get invited to a barbecue.
Exactly. Cheers, dickhead. You're not coming to ours.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Celebrity, 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 celeb, set, 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 celebrity question.
Was that, did you record scratch your own?
Yes.
That was horrific. Never do that again.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, Chris. Vicky Patterson here. Big fan of the podcast. Just wanted to know, which of the two of you is the biggest lightweight? And can I take the best drinker out on the lash? Let us know.
That is a very good question, Vicky. Thank you so much.
That
lots
is.
Of love. I think from the beginning of the podcast,
right,
we can all agree that actually you are the biggest lightweight.
No, I'm going to contest that. Do you know what?
Why?
I'm going to say right now, there's no answer to that question because weirdly, we are always getting affected by alcohol in different ways. Sometimes you're hammered and I'm like, how are you hammered? Like we went out the other week for a meal and we had some wine and you were steaming and I was like, I'm absolutely fine. How has this happened? And then other times I'm affected. It's like flipping a coin. Can you ever remember a time when we've been on the same level of drunk? It's never happened.
We went to that wedding last year where we were both very drunk.
Right.
What wedding was that? We had a bit of an argument because you wouldn't dance.
Okay.
because I was so drunk, I was like, you never want to dance with me. I'm dancing on me.
What wedding was that?
It was Nat and Louise's wedding.
Oh, great, great.
But music, I was really
the music
drunk.
Was a bit chavvy as well at the beginning.
I was really drunk as well.
Yeah.
I don't know when we've been really drunk together.
Really
you're probably
strange.
Right, actually. One of us is just always more drunk than the other.
Yeah.
But do you not think as well, since we've had Robin, one of us always needs to be a little bit more sober than the other.
On duty for the next day.
And I think as well, subconsciously, we've never actually said it, but I think subconsciously, we actually take turns.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Because if we're out with my friends, it's like, right, Rosie, these are your mates. You can get lashed.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have a drink, but not lashed. But out with your mates and that, it's like, right, Chris, they're your mates. You can get lashed. It's like an unwritten rule. My family party, I'm sloshed.
Yeah.
Your family party, you're sloshed. I think that's what happens.
Yeah. Well, we went out the other week together. After I had a gig, we ended up out. And Quimba, I left for that very reason. I was like, I'll go and have an early night. You enjoy your night, darling. And I got home and I got out of the taxi and I walked to the front door and I realised you said you had the keys.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie, I was devastated. I sat on the step. I didn't know what to do. I checked all the doors. Hey, fair play, our house, bloody impenetrable. I know where all the doors and windows are. I couldn't get in. Mm-hmm. And I had to walk to the pub on my own and sit like a little loser. It was just as the taxi pulled away. It was. I just saw him pulling away and I went, oh, shite.
It's the worst thing in the world being locked out, isn't it?
Just without when no one's in the house. Because you stand there going, well, what's the protocol? What do I do? And honestly, I'm waiting in my head. I was going, how much are windows? Like,
that is such a... I think that's probably one of the most terrifying things in the world, being locked out of your own house. Because you're just looking at your house going,
yeah,
I just want to be inside.
You can see your stuff through the window. That's my telly.
Oh, me bed's there. If you live in a flat, I'm touching me bed.
Shouting of Alexa through the window. Alexa, do something.
Alexa, ring me mum. There's another thing, right? Yeah. You know how we like to go off on a tangent. I need to start learning mobile numbers.
I don't know yours.
No, I don't know yours.
Isn't that really bad?
Well, can I just tell you as well? The only phone number I had memorised was me Nana Bridget's. She's just got rid of the frigger.
Really?
She's got rid of it. So I've got no landline to call. Wow. Like, there's nobody got a landline. Because I thought, right, well, if anything ever happens to me... Me Nana,
all on
she'll
Nana
ring everyone else.
Oh, bless her.
Do you know what I mean? No, she doesn't sleep very well. She'd be up if it was late.
Right.
She'd ring me mum. She'd ring whoever, me dad, whatever. I'd be fine. Now, I'm screwed. I don't know anyone's number.
Oh,
I think about this a lot.
At all. I don't know yours. I try and remember yours, but I always forget it.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's always a terrifying thing as well when you've got a child. And my biggest fear is like, what if you're outside and the wind slams the door and it somehow locks and you're just outside watching your kid inside thinking, what am I going to do?
Yeah, but with our kid, there'd be no danger. It wouldn't be like he's like jumping in the bath with a toaster, turning the hob on or getting the knives. He would just be on a chair eating chocolate or probably eating sugar from the bag, just waving at you. Nah.
No, and Robin, he'd literally get his bum on the window and it's... just be
he'd
like
put on something on Netflix that we've banned and he would just get like a bucket of biscuits and just eat himself to death.
He would cannot be trusted, that kid. He'd like, love that as well, wouldn't he?
Would have
he'd
to phone my mum and dad. It would be like, mum, dad, right, calm down as quick as you can, bring the spare keys and a bag of salad.
He's on a bender, he's on a biscuit bender.
Bring some vitamins.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's getting harder to end the podcast every week because I'm running out of ways to say thank you for listening. So, thank you for listening.
Thought you were going to try a different way, but you just went with...
Just went with...
Nice. Okay, just ran out of ways. Can I correct that? Just ran out of ways and we're back to thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and we will go now.
Grateful for your listening.
We are much... much gratitude. I bottled out of that. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.